You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Every Thursday, Jaden Robinson, team captain, defensive back, Oregon State, joins us, courtesy of Jamba. Life is better blended. Jaden Robinson joining us now. How's your day going, man?
Great, man. You know what I'm saying? Just got out of practice. I'm at home chilling right now, watching some film. What you got going on?
Well, I'm doing this show, and we've got curriculum night tonight at my kids' elementary school. Which means I have to go and sit in their little chair in their desk in their classroom and understand what their day is like as a elementary kid. What do you remember from elementary school? Because you grew up in the Seattle area. Is there a teacher you remember or a school you remember? Or do you remember curriculum night? Did they even have it back then?
I don't even remember what I don't even know what that is. Yeah, I have no clue.
That's where I meet their teachers and find out where their school is. Yeah, that's what I like. That's the end of that. What do you remember though from elementary school?
Recess mostly. I mean, Honestly, learn how to subtract, multiply, divide, stuff like that. I mean, I don't really remember a lot.
What'd you play at recess? What'd you play at recess?
Basketball.
Okay.
Basketball. The jungle gym, or like the little spider, the big yes. Metal, whatever thing that is.
Yeah, big like half dome thing that you can climb on.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We had one of those. We had tetherball too. I was not good at it, but I always played basketball or football, and we would play tackle football, Jaden, until like the yard duty lady was watching.
What does that mean?
Well, we couldn't, like, we were not allowed to play tackle football. We were supposed to be two-hand touch. But if Shirley had these big mirrored sunglasses, she was the yard duty, and if she wasn't looking, it was tackle. And then when she would turn around, it went back to two-hand touch. We were complicated that way in playing football. Did you guys play football on the playground or just basketball?
Yeah, no. I mean, we played basketball, but when I was at home with my friends, we were playing, like, Flyers Runners, Flyers Up in the backyard, stuff like that, so...
I like it. At practice this week, how's the energy been?
It's been good, you know, for a week. You know, we're about to get back under our feet and get ready to go again. You know, I think energy's been nice at practice. So the guys are ready to go, you know.
Tell me what that Oregon game felt like for you on defense.
For me, it felt good. You know, it felt like I was ready to get off the field at certain times and I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it felt good being back out there. My last Civil War really didn't go out the way I really wanted to, but, you know, it felt good to be out there with the guys. You know, it was a lot of their first Oregon State rivalry game. So, you know, that was new for them. But as far as me, you know, I was ready. I was having fun.
When a game goes like that, are you just itching to get back out there? Like, give me the next game as fast as it can come. Or do you need some time to kind of sit back and digest what happened?
I need like a day to sit back, the day of, or like that next following day to digest it. But after that, I'm ready to play. I'm ready to get back on the field. I'm ready to get all that back out.
There are some people who follow the Big Ten who are saying they just think Purdue's going to come into Reser Stadium and win. There are others who have seen you guys at that home stadium where you're very tough who say, you know, I don't think Purdue understands what the home field advantage is in Corvallis. How do you kind of approach this game? You watch Purdue's film. You know, they've been good and bad at different times. How do you scout a team like that?
You know, you respect all, fear none type deal. You know, you do you respect them by prepping for them, watching a lot of film, and then, you know, you go out there and you play. You know, they're just another faceless opponent to us, especially to me.
I am... eager to see, you know, offensively how you guys will respond to Purdue, but, you know, what do they look like on film as you kind of see what they do offensively? You'll be on the defensive side of the ball, so, you know, what are you expecting on Saturday night?
You know, they're about 50-50. Their O-line's pretty big. You know, I think they got a good mobile QB that, you know, can threaten us in certain ways, you know, if we're not on top of our game. But other than that, big O-line, you know, I think skill-wise on the outside, we match up with them. They got a little height on us, but other than that, I think we'll be fine. Stop the run, and we'll be good.
I know when school starts, it's a different rhythm for you. You know, what are you ready for classes to start, or do you kind of like this time of year where you get to focus on football and Jamba Juice and, you know, just mainly being a football player?
I'd much rather just be a football player than go back to school, but I don't mind school. You know, I got some good classes coming up this this term, so, you know, I'm ready to get back on campus, you know, show face, say hi to everybody, meet some new professors. So, you know, I'm always happy about it.
What class, give me a class that you're going to take that you're looking forward to.
Yoga meditation.
I love it.
Yoga meditation. I love yoga, but, like, you know, just a different form of it. You know, I'm always down to try new things at the end of the day. So that's one of those.
I need a yoga class in my life, but, you know, I don't have that luxury. You know, I got three kids running around here, radio show to do, column to write. Like, think of the blessing that you have at this time in your life. And I was telling my daughter this. She goes to Oregon State. I was like, hey, you're a student right now. You don't have the pressures of real life. Like, are you aware of that right now? That, like, you know, you're in this last year. World will change for you in a year. It could change in a great way, but it'll be different.
Nah, most definitely. Like, last year, especially, like, getting this year back made me think, like, dang, like, I'm really about to go into the real world. You know, I don't really have to worry about, you know, buying a house, getting a job, having to get up and go to work every day besides going to play football, you know, something I love. So, you know, it's real different, you know, and having to think about it is like, dang, like, it could truly be different.
There's a successful season for you guys that's out there, and it starts with a win against Purdue this week. What does getting this week and winning, being 1-0 this week mean to you?
You know, a good thing going into a bye week, especially off a dub, is always great momentum. You know, coming off a loss on a bye week, you know, you don't really ever want to do it. It doesn't feel too good. But being able to win this game this weekend, you know, and get back on the road, back at home, and do it for us, you know, it's going to be the best thing, you know, I think, moving forward. So,
yeah, you hit on something there, because I wouldn't want to sit around for 2 weeks after a loss. Like, because you that's the part of me that would be itching to get back out there. Like, if I have a bad radio show, I want to turn around. I want to do a show as soon as possible to get that in the rearview mirror. And for you, like, at your position, often when you're playing really well, Jaden, like, people won't notice you as much. What I mean by that is, like, if you are doing your job out there, maybe people don't, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they don't see, like, oh, he got beat deep, or he, you know, a guy caught a ball on him and he missed a tackle. Like, when you're doing your job, it kind of flies under the radar a little bit. Coaches know, football people know, but I don't know if the average fan knows it. When a defensive back has a great game, they often, it's very quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, it very much is, especially on the side of the field. You know, they throw on the one side and not the other. You know, it varies, though. You know, some people, yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard. I really like it. I like it, but I don't. You know, it's good that they don't throw your way, and then it's good that they do, that they don't. I don't know, man. It's really mixed, you know, unless you're not a football player or football guru, you know.
Do you miss being an offensive player? Because in high school you played both ways. I don't think you ever came off the field.
I do sometimes, but, you know, I like getting the ball. If I am on offense, I don't really like blocking. You know, I wasn't my real forte in high school. I was a little smaller. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to get the ball and get down or go score, run away from everybody. That was the main goal. But I do miss it a little bit.
What's your video game? What's your go-to?
NCAA. NCAA right now. I'm heavily invested in NCAA.
Heavily invested. What does that mean? Like, you know, are you playing other people in the team, or are you just, this is something you got to do every day? Just tell me what heavily invested means.
I'm definitely playing my teammates on the team. You know, they beat me. Some of them beat me. I beat my teammates. So, you know, we go back and forth. It's always fun. But for the most part, I'm playing my teammates, and I like to play online. So,
yeah, it's good. I think, what does that do for you? Because I suspect it gives you a mental break from football for a moment. It's still a competitive activity. you're focused, you're not out, you know, doing something you shouldn't be doing. Like, it's kind of feels like a healthy thing, a healthy diversion.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, it just helps me keep my mind on the game, you know, like, as I'm playing defense in the game, you know, I'm always reading routes, you know, like reading leverages, like adjusting coverages, just stuff like that, you know, and trying to make offense. I just try to check reads, you know, like I try to be as intentional as I can, you know, while playing the game and still be realistic that this is just a game. So, you know, some stuff isn't going to go how it should in real life. So, you know, that's how I go about the game.
Help me with this. Were you one of the guys that opted into the video game? You know, did you get that opportunity, or how did that work in your circle?
Oh, yeah. We ended up, EA, like, hit our school, and they were basically like, if you want to opt in, you can. You're not forced to. So I ended up opting in, and I'm really excited I did. Like, I didn't know, like, in my time here at Oregon State that they would be revamped in the NCAA, and I'd end up having a chance to be in the NCAA. So I'm happy about that, and I got lucky.
Do you play as yourself in the game?
I play with Oregon State occasionally. Like, if I play my friends, yeah, I play with myself. But also online, my friend does have an ultimate team that he has me on, so I do play with him.
Yeah.
And we play together, and I do play as myself.
Isn't that kind of weird to see? Like, here's a player who, that's you on the screen, or it's fashioned after you. Did they get you right? Or are you fast enough? Does he move like you? You tell me.
I think they got a lot of things right. You know, overall, you know, I think could have went up. You know, speed is there. I like the speed. Yeah, honestly, just the overall. But other than that, it's fun. It's fun playing with me. You know, it's weird at the end of the day because, like, dang, like, I'm really in the game right now. Like, that everybody else in the world is playing right now.
Right.
So.
It's got to be a trip. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Jamba. Did you get a Jamba today? Have you got a Jamba this week?
I got a Jamba for me and my DBs yesterday.
Okay.
For practice before, and then I didn't get Jamba today, I don't think. But I might later, so don't quote me on that.
Still early. All right, Jaden Robinson, I will see you at the stadium. Appreciate you joining us every week. Good luck with the video game.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me. Have a good one.
You too, man. All right, there he is. You know, he's the first person who's ever asked me what I was doing. I like that about that kid. You know, what are you up to? Oh, well, thank you for asking. Thank you very much. You know, I'm going to a curriculum night tonight. I'm going to figure out what curriculum night is between now and when I have to go to curriculum night. And Jaden Robinson, brought to you by Jamba. Life is better blended. Want to thank the folks at Jamba for sponsoring that interview and that segment every Thursday. Steve and the team at Jamba come up big. How about that, Steven? Jaden Robinson asking me what I'm doing later.
Polite young man, I'll tell you what. And it sounded genuine, too. Like, he really kind of wanted to know, like, what's up today? Like, what are you doing right now?
It almost ended up, you know, like Dan Lanning the other day was like, you know, let me ask you a question. I was like, okay, let's do this. It's nice to be asked once in a while and not just be the guy asking the questions all the time. You know, I had a friend yesterday, and I said, how you doing? Pretty good. You know how when you say to somebody, how are you doing? And everybody just kind of expects you to be like, I'm fine. But my friend said, I'm actually not doing well. And let me tell you what's going on. I rather appreciated the fact that he was going to tell me, you know, it wasn't just a platitude.
But then don't you feel obligated to, like, find out what's wrong and, like, want to help and stuff?
Well, that's me.
Well, that's
you know, I'm a problem solver.
It's not so me, so.
You have anything you need help with? Like, what's the biggest problem in your life right now, or the biggest annoyance in your life right now?
Just getting my kids ready for school, probably.
Okay, in the morning time?
Yeah.
Okay.
The little one just doesn't want to get dressed. He's a big non-dress guy. Like, he doesn't want to be wearing clothes really ever. And so, like, get him to put his clothes on before school is just a pain. And he just, you know, crawls around. He's like, I don't want to. I'm like, well, you got to. And then we just, you know.
Well, what is he getting out of that exchange? Because I got to think maybe you're giving him some attention there.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. We had a similar situation with our youngest, and how I solved that is I said, you got to get dressed, and I leave. I noticed if I hung around begging her to get dressed and change and get out of your jammies and all that, it just turned into this prolonged situation that wasn't productive. So try to hit and run a little bit.
I also need help with some winners. You know, the betting, you know, I lost a couple last week, so I need some winners, John.
Okay, so this week, you got Thursday Night Football coming up.
Yeah.
Patriots-Jets coming up tonight. Patriots are a 6.5-point underdog playing this game in New York. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. All these NFL games are one-score games, Stephen. This one feels like another one-score game. And so 6.5, you good with the Pats and 6.5?
I think I do. I think I like the Patriots.
Under? And
the under too, yeah. 6.5 and the under. I mean, this screams like a 20-14 type of game. Something like that. 17-14. Rodgers doesn't look right yet.
No, but he, you know, any given day he's gonna throw 5 touchdown passes.
Yeah. Just hopefully not tonight, because I'm on the Patriots.
Not tonight on Thursday night, Mr. Rodgers. Okay. Leave it here. You got the BFT.